Hello, hello, hello. This is Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are back, season two. And today, Private Talk, we have the pleasure of having Adam 22 and Lena the Plug. Thank you for coming to Private Talk. Thank you for coming on my show and taking the time. I know that you guys have a busy schedule, not only doing your podcast, your new parents, yes. All kinds of new schedules going on. So how is parenthood?
I guess I'll defer to the real parent here.
Ooh, it's a balancing real act. Parent. I mean, it's a lot, and I really didn't understand how much it was going to change my life until it actually happened. But I mean, it's a little bit better now than it was in the very, very early beginnings. But when she was first born, if she wasn't being held by someone, she was screaming. Yeah. So like going to the bathroom or, you know, eating, stuff like that. It just really took a back seat.
It's like total invasion of privacy. You have none anymore.
Oh, my midwife told me, like, you're just a slave to her. Like, she just, whatever she needs, you just have to do it whenever she wants. And that's exactly what it was like. But now she's a little more chill. I can leave her. She could play by herself and stuff, but it's a lot. So I was just thinking when I was actually driving over here, when I'm with her, I feel like I'm like bad at business because I'm not working. But then when I'm working, I feel like I'm being a bad mom because I'm not with her. So it's
like the mom guilt.
Yes. Like trying to balance those two things is just very tricky.
But you also just stated that you like feel like more into your own and like as a woman and like feeling secure. So how do you balance all of that?
I just have to accept that I'm going to have to like leave her to like take care of myself because that's like, that makes me a better mom in the long run. And then, you know, it's just when I'm with her, I'm just with her.
Got to wear multiple capes.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you'll come into it. I think like, you know, it's like something that, you know, obviously all these different things, but you just, it's your own. So it's like, you just do whatever it works and make it work.
Yeah. No, it's been working so far. It's been good. How's it been for you?
Oh, she's adorable. So delightful. But
so delightful.
It's like, you know, it's not even really like fair to compare the amount of effort that I put in comparison to her, just, you know, which is like by default in the beginning, because it's like, obviously the baby doesn't exist without just clinging to the boob 24/7. So, you know, it's like slowly I'm like taking on more responsibility as she becomes a little bit more of a real human being and not just this like thing that can only exist by clinging to mom. So I'm like trying to balance that and like figure out how I fit into this, but yeah, it's like the most amazing thing ever. But I still like, I feel kind of guilty because it's like I feel like I'm still kind of in like fun uncle.
Do you feel like stage. You're kind of like either like have jealousy moments sometimes because you can't have that bonding moment like she does?
Sometimes I've definitely felt jealous of just like the level of attention and like the looks that the baby gives you in comparison to me. And it's because, you know, like the baby doesn't really like look at people that directly or like seem to be forming that direct of a connection until like kind of like that's something that has to develop like when they first come
She's
out
been smiling at you a lot.
Yeah,
she really loves
but
you.
It keeps getting better bit by bit, and so it's very exciting.
In a couple months you're gonna have a hard time leaving the house because she's gonna want you know, like when they learn that like those are your parents and other people are strangers.
That is
like
fun.
That's
one.
Like coming very soon.
I'm the fun one.
Do you think, like, even, like, with having, you know, the relationship now with you and Lena, do you have a new respect for her because of the things that she's had to do naturally with having the baby?
Yeah. I mean, like, I think that being a dad, you, like, if you are thinking rationally at all, you can't help but, like, see them being the mom to your kid and just be like, oh, my God, I owe you so bad. Like, you, like, how could I ever repay you for the what you've done here, like, you know, the toll on your body and your mind and your time. And it's just like,
you're welcome.
Yeah.
So how are you repaying it forward to her? Are you starting these things now? How
she's like, let's talk about it.
Well, the Starbucks order was on my debit card. So
thanks.
That's one step I've been taking. Yeah.
Should we give you clapping for this? Yeah. There you go. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Goodguy.com.
So Lena, do you see yourself returning into the adult industry?
Oh yeah, I actually started, I took a long time off, I would say, by like my standards, but I've been shooting since she was probably like 2.5 or 3 months old. I've just like figured out that I'm only going to work, you know, like 2 days a week or something. So I'm just putting all of my work into those 2 days and cramming it in and getting home before bedtime. And then the other 5 days I'm like,
mom mode, yeah, 24/7.
Yeah, exactly. But I wouldn't say that I'm working less. I'm just working more on those 2 days versus like before she was born. It was kind of like, oh, maybe I'll shoot content today. Maybe I won't.
But you're going back into shooting the same types of content. You're not kind of taking anything out off the table now because you are doing mom life?
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, I only shot with him before. And so I'm not only shot with him, but like as far as dudes go, I only shoot with him. And then I do girl, girl, and then I do solo. And I'm definitely still going to do all those things.
Adam, would you consider yourself a porn star?
Yes.
Finally.
Of the year.
I like how, like, if you had long hair, I feel like you would have flipped it and been like, yes.
I'm a male porn star of the year. And I just got to get my body right. You know, I'm going to get this BBL and I'm going to get my abs etched in. And then I'm going to just light the world on fire, to be honest.
No dick implants?
Definitely a dick implant. I'm going to be out here. Just
you're going to do like a pump or just like, you know.
Can you explain them to us? Because Brian, I really don't understand how the dick implant thing works.
It's like gel. Like they fill it your dick up with like silicone.
Basically. Is that true? Is that what it is?
I don't have one. I wish I did, but I don't really know.
I just thought you would know people.
But I know that before, if I know people, I mean, I do know a lot of people in the adult industry that do weird things to themselves and take stuff to like enhance them. But I do remember one, but they don't ever talk about it because they want to act like it's like. Not happening.
When you see these guys and when their like, dick is soft and it's still huge, that's when you start to be
like.
But
it's like hard soft. Like there's a difference. Sometimes there's a point where it's so big that it just never fully gets completely hard sometimes. So it's hard to tell. Like obviously I've been in porn for a long time. So I've seen a lot of dicks. And so sometimes you think like this isn't really possible, but some of them are. So the one with the dick pump. You could never really tell because it's like, but he would do this thing like with on his leg and it was actually like a pump that would pump it up like kind of thing under his balls type of thing. And then it was hard.
I'm thinking about getting a Louisville slugger and sort of like stitch it in.
She seems scared. The look on her face, she's like, I don't think I can deal with that.
No, definitely not now. Honestly, I feel like after the baby, like I didn't have a vaginal birth. I had a C-section. So my vagina was never like affected by the baby. But now I just feel like my vagina is so tight and everything hurts. And I don't know if it's because of the C-section or not.
Do you feel like the sex is any different now after having the baby on?
I feel like we're just starting to get back into the groove of actually like having good. Yeah. Like I felt like the other day we had sex and it was the best feeling sexual experience we've had since.
I was scared to have sex after the baby for like a long time. And then the first time we did it, it like really hurt. So then I was like even more scared after that. But now we're kind of like having more sex. And I was like, okay,
climbing
is,
that ladder.
This is not scary anymore.
But it's tough because like if we don't have sex for a month or two and then we do have sex, it's like you're probably going to get a good solid 30 seconds out of me.
So what are you doing in between those times on Pornhub? What is your search? What are you searching on there to get a quick nut whenever you're not getting
I don't know. You can ask him. I haven't really been on Pornhub that much unless I'm doing research.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's saying sometimes because it's been a long time. What do you do to like with that time period?
I'm going to be real with you. When I go to jerk off, I just type anal.
Anal? How many OnlyFans subscriptions do you have?
None for like pleasure, but I did cop like Selena Powell's because I made a YouTube video. There's this girl, Alex. I bought hers for a YouTube
Amber
video.
Amber Rose's together.
Amber Rose, just to look at it. And I bought Safaris. No homo. But I bought Safaris.
How was Safaris?
His dick was on there, I think. But, you know.
But is it one of those things where it's like maybe like one dick pic and yes. They elude you in and then it's like, oh, your shirt's off.
I
heard he's like really fucking people or like it's like full blown porn.
See, I don't know. I never go in the messages. Like I feel like somebody like him might be having better shit in the messages. But I'm sorry. Like once I spent that $10, I'm just not going to spend another 70 to see you to pipe someone like I'm kind of cheap, you know. I don't know.
But yeah, I feel like. People do, they start OnlyFans and then they see that it's actually, you know, pretty profitable. And then someone like Tyga, who probably wasn't going to have sex on there, all of a sudden is like, well, I can make a shit ton more if I do.
I feel like that, like you get into this thing where it's like, at first everyone was like, oh my God, no, you have this. And now it's like, oh, well, y'all are making money. Okay, let's all do it. But and now it's okay for everybody to do it. And at first I had a really hard time with that. And I was like, okay, there's a lane for everybody. And I understand, but it was like, you shouldn't have shamed anybody at all. Like you should just... Money is money. We're all content creators, however we want to do it. And everybody has their own lane and their own equal like fan base. So it's like, if you want to see one or have a subscription here and there, like, why does it matter? I feel like there's enough to go around.
Exactly. Someone subscribing to Tyga is not taking away from you or I because they're not there for you or I.
They're going to go there for his merch, whatever he's going to do. But that's why I feel like with them, they now just play off the whole thing. Is sometimes they're just kind of using their name and they make girls do scenes under their umbrella of things.
But think about how much society is changing that like 10 years ago, you just did not see hot, popular, affluent girls posting like nearly naked photos on the internet. It was just, it wasn't considered
normal.
I was
getting shamed for it. And I was being called a whore and this and this and being shamed.
And now that shit is so normal that it's insane. But I think you're kind of starting to see the same thing slowly happening with guys where it's like, well, like guys are starting to realize like, oh, maybe it's not a big deal if there's a video of me on the internet getting my dick sucked or whatever. And I, even for somebody like Tyga, is like, is it off brand for Tyga to be getting his dick sucked on the internet? I don't really think so. No. I don't really think, you know, you're not fucking Tom Brokaw.
Exactly. It's not like you don't know the stories, the allegations, the alleged moments of things that you hear about anyway. So why not profit off of
people trying to do whatever? You can't say nothing about Tyga. Just kidding.
So is there any hard limits for you, like hard no's if you, in your personal life with like threesomes? Do you have like rules or things that you do, like, because you guys are, you know, doing scenes together for your OnlyFans?
Threesomes. Rules?
I'm trying to think. I feel like there used to be rules in the
beginning. You're like, what are rules?
Well, I mean, I feel like in the beginning it was always like dependent on the girl, because we were still, the part of our relationship that we were in was like really early, and like I didn't believe that he wanted to be super long term with me. So then I was more like kind of jealous of the girls we were bringing in, because I felt like in competition with them. But now,
like, why? Because he picked them, or because it didn't matter who it was because
I didn't trust that he was mine yet, you know?
Okay.
So like now we've been together
enough times.
I mean, it's just like now we have a kid together, and now we're like, you know, we're like married without being married in a way. So if we have a threesome, I'm almost like, you fuck him, I'm over this. You go do your thing.
Because now you know he's not going anywhere.
Exactly.
I mean, I just think she doesn't see me seeming interested in having like an emotional relationship with anybody else, especially girls. So why would she think that I wanted to like date anybody else when I don't even want to like talk to anybody else or like have anything to do with anyone else?
Yeah, he's so not interested.
But it's one of those things as a woman, like, you know, you're going through phases of your relationship, and some things, you know, you may feel like you are, you know, giving her those signs too, but as a girl, you're like, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And it's always a teeter, you know, it's a gray area.
Yeah. No, I definitely wasn't sure back then. And like, yeah, if you brought in if you were like, hey, we should hook up with this girl, I was very much like hesitant because he picked the girl. But if I picked the girl, then I was like, oh, it's cool.
But also as a guy, you have to like know how to shoot your shot. You need, if there was a girl that I met that I thought, oh, we should do OnlyFans content together, I just think I'm a little bit more clever about how I might introduce the idea.
A little
idea.
Bit more smooth.
You know, I'm not going to be like, oh, I met this girl at the store the other day and we were vibing. Like, she's mad cool. I really fuck with her. We should hook up with her.
No, he used to
never done that before.
He'll be like, Alexis told me she thinks you're so hot. She really wants to fuck you. We should have a threesome.
You're one of those guys when you're like, hey, y'all should make out.
No,
hey,
but
y'all are hot.
No,
you
but
should
I was
make
like,
out.
I would say, Lena, Alexis wants to hook up with us. And then I would say, Alexis, my girl wants to hook up with us.
Yeah, that's what he used to do.
But I didn't realize that these bitches be talking to each other. So that kind of fucked up.
You don't believe that girls talk to each other,
right?
Especially social media.
I'll never forget that New Year's that fucking girl took me into the bathroom. She had done coke or something. She goes, I just have to tell you, your boyfriend DM'd me like a year and a half ago. I had to get that off my chest. And I was like, bitch, I don't fucking care.
I love how people think that's such big breaking news. Like,
no, but then she showed her the messages and it was pretty bad. And,
okay, it was.
What are they now?
We
want to know what the truth, what are those messages saying?
I think he was trying to like meet up with her, but it was like, we've been dating for like two months.
A long time ago.
Okay. So I wouldn't say our relationship
but
was like
that. But
what's
crazy about it is that this girl was literally on her knees eating Lena's ass in this nightclub the moment she met her. And I'm all like, it's New Year's. I'm like, oh, this is tight. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then all of a sudden the girl's like, oh, come in the bathroom. They're fucking doing a little bit of nose drugs. And then all of a sudden, and then cover your ears, Parker. And then and then the girl's like basically thinking that she's doing some cool.
Like, we're BFFs now.
Yeah,
let me show you my
sisterhood shit.
I have to tell you everything. We're going to start
it's like,
fresh.
Oh, great. That's exactly what I want to know is that this guy that I just started seeing is a piece of shit. Yeah.
Yeah, that ended the night. I was like, oh, this girl's lame.
You were trying to still be like, no, like, we could still hook up with her. And I was just like, nah.
But then she, like, I don't know what happened to her. She, like, left somewhere. She seemed crazy. So I was like.
Have you ever been in a situation where it was, like, it's kind of like that, but you did take them home and you just couldn't perform?
No.
Like, you were just turned off. Like, you're just, because some people, it's like, for me, I think, like, in a three-way situation, a lot of things can happen, especially if you're in the beginning of the night and they say, like, her, she said something the wrong thing. She's drunk. Something happens. But she wants to fuck Lena and they're fucking. And then you're just like, I'm not. I'm out.
I know what happened.
Yeah, I'm down.
You're always
he
down.
He gets a boner from like a hug, so.
Yeah.
So that's where we at. We're at with him.
The only like erectile issue that I ever had in my life, to be honest, was that we were filming like a scene at one point with this girl, and we took a break partway through and smoked a blunt, and somehow I just got in my own head and like fucking couldn't really like get hard that easily, and I pulled it together, but that was.
I pulled it together. I love how you're just like, you know, I did get in there and I did finish the job. Like a real porn.
I did, yeah. But it was like, it wasn't like the way it normally is where normally I can perform really well. And if anything, the only problem I have is that I have to have a hard time not busting a little like early, like
where I see too much excitement.
When I see a guy like in a porno movie and he's just sawing away at some girl's asshole for 20 minutes, sometimes I'm like, fuck, like that's what I want to be able to do. But I don't want you to say, but who really wants that to happen?
No,
the fans.
I'm like, 9 minutes of anal is good for me. Please don't give me 20 minutes.
I remember back in the day, you know, it sounds really old of me dating myself, but it's like when I would do anal scenes, I didn't do very many and it would be all anal. 45 minutes of that is not, who wants, like, time. It's not enjoyable the entire time. There's moments, but like, you know, that's why I feel like people get misconstrued of like what's really happening on camera. And like, I mean, sometimes they have maybe an off day, but you're still getting the job done and you're coming and you're having fun. So what's wrong with that? That's how you get down.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's 45 minutes of anal.
45 minutes of anal is not fun.
No, it doesn't sound
so
like
that
it.
Definitely means that you get more pussy then.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I like anal. I actually do enjoy it. I'm not like just doing it.
We haven't done it since the baby.
It's been since February of last year, actually.
Whoa, that's a long time. Shit.
But yeah.
This weekend is Easter, you know, a little anal going.
We celebrate.
every year, Easter reminds me of the fact that I did a scene with her and three other girls, and I was wearing an Easter Bunny costume. And,
I think I saw these pictures. Yeah. I feel like they circulated through my timeline.
I resell them like every year, so they're going on sale this week.
It was like a whole
So how is it about, you know, how is it dressing up as an Easter Bunny?
It was hot, and I couldn't see what was going on, and it's a really weird feeling to, like, feel a bunch of different girls giving you head, but you can't see it, and you know that there's this, like, really amazing visual happening, but you're literally just staring at the inside of your Easter Bunny helmet. That was a weird feeling.
See, all of these things mean that you, for me, it's like leading up to that you are really a porn star. Because these are things like you're like a sexual athlete. Like at the time is like sometimes things aren't really going your way, but you still, again, have to perform.
Yeah.
But because you could have been like, oh, no, I'm taking this off. Right. I can't do it. Or, you know what I mean?
But in character.
The weird thing for me is that like for most people, if they do porn, that's kind of like their main thing. And for me, it's like literally like 1% of my life. Like she will book me for a scene.
It should be that way to make it be fun. It shouldn't be so monotonous.
I do the job and then I'm out. And it's like, it's just, you know, it's dope. Actually, I'm super down to do more of it, but it's also just like, to me, it's very like easy. And I don't even think about it compared to like doing podcasts where it's like, I'm studying somebody for hours and stressing out about the conversation and then doing the conversation. And it's like, that takes up so much real estate in my brain in comparison to like showing up for 45 minutes and nutting.
See, I'm like did the reverse. Like I did all the nutting first and now I'm doing podcasting. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I enjoy it in different ways. But I do get the stress parts of like certain, you know, because it's like you want it to be good. You want to like do certain things. And so there it's just like stress free. You don't think about it. Mm. You're just enjoying yourself. But I enjoyed myself for a very long time. And I like it that way. Now I displeasure myself for all my fans and do big booty stuff on my OnlyFans. But yeah, I have a lot of fun with it though too, because it's the only place people can see me doing whatever I want to do.
Yeah.
Lena wants to know why you stopped shooting other stuff or with people.
Oh. Why did I?
I know she.
Yeah, like
she
how long
wants
have you
ask.
Been not showing? I haven't shooting traditional.
I honestly, like I talk about, and I feel like I say the same time every year. I think it's like 3 or 4 years. Like I feel like it's probably 4 now. I think I was saying 3 before, but yeah, I haven't shot a scene just because for me. I've always, when I was in the business, like I always told myself in the beginning that when I wasn't having fun anymore, then I was going to stop. So I had contracts. I did, you know, this, that, and the other. And it was just like, I'd been doing porn for so long. I did in all of my 20s. I started when I was 21. I'm 35 now. So it was like, where is the end goal? And, you know, I just wasn't having fun. And then, so I directed some. And I started dancing and touring more. And I just, you know, I did choose to go. I was going to go back. But then just things were just different. And so now I just...
And now you don't have to.
And now I don't have to because I've made my, you know, I've made really, you know, done really well without having to shoot with anybody else or anything. So it's just given me peace of mind so I can do it on my schedule, my time. I don't have to worry about anything else. And no one's to say that I won't go back and do certain things. But for me, I don't see myself doing that because right now I'm really focused on the next part of my life and like doing stuff and more media and kind of just doing different avenues. Like, I feel like I know I'm good at porn. I did that. And now it's like, now, like, what's next? But yeah. I do enjoy shaking my ass. I do miss going to the strip clubs and stuff like that. But it's like, you gotta put it away sometimes. I feel like I was just got a hamster wheel that I was like, when are you going to get off? And like, there's other things that you can do. And because, you know, COVID and everything like that too, it's kind of made you slow down and kind of redirect some of those business avenues. That's given me more time to like flourish my business and my brand to like create my legacy. What's coming next?
We should all go to the strip club sometime.
I've been to the strip club for so long.
I want to see mom over here get back into that energy at some point, just so she can kind of like.
Yeah. I always fall in love with the stripper. It's a problem.
Yeah.
And then I can't find her for the rest of the night, and then I have to find a new stripper. And I'm like,
that's why. But I feel like, do you feel like strip clubs would be so different? Because that's my biggest struggle was, even though I wasn't going, you know, I stopped choosing to like be in the strip club. I was like, I don't want someone to throw dirty dollars on me. Like, you know, COVID's going around, you know what I mean? Like all this stuff. So it's like, and I'm such a personal person that it's like, I'm in your face. I'm like, you know, giving you an experience because you're there to see me. And like, I talked to all my fans, but I was like, I would feel like an injustice to my fans to go do that and be like, oh, get away from me. Oh, whatever. Because it's like, you just don't know the limits. And it's like, I used to put money in my mouth. I used to do all kinds of things now that you're like, and I'm like, oh.
Don't you feel like such a germaphobe now?
No, I'm vaccinated, so I'm back to not washing my hands. I don't care about anything.
So you're vaccinated.
Yeah.
That wasn't
it. So now I'm like, I don't care about anything. I even feel weird when I'm in the elevator and I'm like, have a mask on. I'm just thinking like, I don't need this mask. I'm just doing this to be nice to this guy.
All right, how do you feel about it? Are you going to get vaccinated?
When I'm done breastfeeding, I'll get vaccinated. But since I'm breastfeeding, I guess it's not recommended. So I guess we'll both be vaccinated and then we could just take our masks off in the elevator.
Just be free.
Yeah, but then the Postmates guy is still going to be looking at us like we're killers.
That's the thing, too. That it was funny because I was in the elevator at my house, and this lady was just like, I'm vaccinated. I was okay, it's cool. Like, most times, like if I'm going to take my dog, I don't wear a mask. Sometimes I get mad, whatever, but you can choose to, like, not ride the elevator if you want me to. But, you know, some people, they all have their own, like, different.
Yeah. I don't wear it when I go on walks in our neighborhood because it's, like, fucking outside.
Exactly.
I'm I see myself. So many people doing it, and I'm like, I feel bad.
There's one guy who walks by us, and he goes like this.
Covers his face.
And I'm like, what is this?
I'm like 40 feet away from you.
What is this supposed to do? I don't know.
So do you think that you guys make the same amount of money?
I don't know. I'll let Adam answer.
We both do pretty well. And, you know, definitely the overhead on running No Jumper is a lot higher than the overhead on being Lena the Plug. But, you know,
I have less expenses than Adam 22 does. Let's just say that.
But we're doing good.
Would you say that it's important to invest your money?
Yeah. She's making big steps right now. I think we're both like looking to get a lot more into real estate and stuff, both buying some stuff right now. So
yeah, definitely. I mean, it's like, I don't know how long this is going to last. And when I first started, it was 2016. And I thought like, oh, I just hacked life and I made like 30 grand this month and I got to save it. I got to make this money, you know, last. And here we are almost 5 years later and I can't believe I'm still doing it. But I mean, you know, my Instagram got deleted. All the platforms could choose to deplatform me tomorrow. So I don't ever feel like truly secure, you know? So I'm definitely trying to be as smart with my income as possible, always.
So Lena the Plug, how are you the plug? How did that name come about? How did that?
She sells ecstasy.
No.
Are you the plug, Lena?
I mean, it was like an old nickname that someone gave me and I had like a really terrible Instagram handle. It was my first name and my last name, which is like really hard to say. So I just named myself Lena the Plug and it just stuck. And I was talking to someone the other day, like, what's your email? I was like, lenatheplug@gmail.com. And he's like, I can't believe you got that email. And I'm like, well, when I got that email, nobody knows who Lena the Plug was. So of course I have that email. But yeah, if I tried to get it today, it would not work. That's
funny. Do you think OnlyFans has changed the adult industry forever?
Oh, yeah.
Because performers have so much power to like do what they want to do.
Yeah, I think so for sure. I mean, I was never like in the traditional industry, but I see it with girls. I mean, it's like they, you know, shoot some scenes, they get a name from themselves and then they don't need anybody anymore. And if you work with the right people or you just meet girls on Instagram or whatever who are a little bit bigger than you and you work with them, then you can make a name for yourself like that. You don't need the companies as much. I mean, I still think if I was starting and I had no followers, then I would probably shoot for the really popular girl companies and like, you know,
get my name out there, get some fans, circulate things.
But yeah, I definitely think
if I owned Brazzers or Vixen or any of those things, I wouldn't be sweating because I still think that there's like a good market for like very polished high end content and everything. But I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable just how much the dynamic has changed where all the performers are able to just go out and monetize their own shit. It's
like,
you know?
I don't know how it's working in, you know, what's happening behind the scenes, but like if I wanted to shoot a scene tomorrow, like, are they going to pay me what I would make on my OnlyFans? Like, probably not. But I wonder if they're trying to negotiate better deals on things with girls to get them to want to shoot. You know, if they want, like, let's say they wanted you and you're like, hey, but I make 6 digits a month on my OnlyFans. You gotta make it worth my while. Like, give me a percent. Like, I wonder if they'll actually do those things because they want you so bad.
We,
you
know? We had a brand basically who hit me up and they wanted to sponsor us doing a piece of content for Pornhub, like just to put it on the internet, and their brand would be like worked into it. And the thing is that like it would be like it was gonna be like me, Lena, and another girl. And then when we quoted the brand on what it was gonna cost, it was a shitload of money, but I mean, it has to be a shitload of money because if Lena puts it on her OnlyFans, I mean, she's going to make like an absolutely absurd amount of money. I don't even want to throw dollar amounts out
there. Why would
I
give someone exclusive content? Exactly. But
that's the thing is people don't realize those numbers now, especially at that time. Like me being in the business for, you know, actual business before it was something like the internet part of it was like, you didn't realize like what you were giving away. You know what I mean? Because people have so much more access to you.
Because you didn't have a platform
like,
to post.
No, and there wasn't like, you know, like websites and stuff. Like girls had them, but it wasn't as big of a thing because nobody knew what to do it. And so they like kind of preyed off the fact that we didn't know how to do that middle part.
And if you were going to do a boy-girl scene tomorrow, I mean, you could put it on your OnlyFans and make many hundreds of thousands of dollars, or you could go do it for a porn company and like the top end of their budget of what they might pay somebody like you, even in a highly desired scene like that, is just not even going to be close. Like it doesn't make sense for them. And therefore like the power is in your hands because it's on them to try to somehow woo someone like you.
Yeah, it's going to take a lot of dollars. a lot of commas to do that. Yeah, but that's what's really great is I feel like, you know, after being in the business for as long as I have, I'm very fortunate and blessed to still have the fan base that have, you know, been with me through the years to allow me to be in the position that I am. So that's what's really cool, which for me, even before OnlyFans really got really big, you know, I was already doing stuff like that. So it's like when people kind of caught on because of COVID, they were like, oh, this, that, what? I was like, okay, well, we've been doing this. Yeah. You know what I mean? And we just made it more popular kind of thing. So it brought more attention to it as far as like everybody in the masses.
And I think some girls are missing out on the promotional power that the big porn brands have. Because if I was a new Instagram model girl who was pushing the OnlyFans thing, if you were to go out and do 10 scenes between a bunch of these sites that, yeah, they're not going to pay you that much. But I mean, like, we've all seen the porn industry make girls famous.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you kind of like did insert yourself into that world, but didn't fully get into it, then I feel like a lot of girls could really, really help like increase their profile and make a shitload more money off OnlyFans. But I think that actually really like the porn companies that are going to win in the long term, I think, or at least now, are going to be the ones who are able to like really embrace all these girls who are doing their thing independently on OnlyFans and figure out ways to work with them and bring different people into that.
I feel like with them now, it's like, I feel like I've heard that they're doing like more like deals where it's like, okay, 5 scenes for this X amount of money or this whatever. So it's kind of more geared towards that thing is because a lot of people don't know the longevity of what they're doing and they want something like that. Because the price point is just, I mean, well, everybody's different. You know what I mean? From someone who doesn't have a name with them, they could be okay with what they're throwing at them because at that time they wouldn't know. But you just never know.
But if you go do a scene and get paid $1,000, but then you make $10,000 from your OnlyFans because of the promotion that porn company gave you, that seems like a pretty good deal
worth
to me.
It.
You know? So it's like, I think there's a lot of girls that probably would be smart to do that.
I just think about how no one talks about how, like, expensive it is to shoot when you're, like, let's say there's a, you know, the girl rate, what is like $600-$700 maybe? And then the COVID test with the SCI test is 200 something.
Well, the thing is like you become your own production company. Mm-hmm. So it's like you have to do cost of like from everything like you were doing in a porn movie, but it's your own production company, you know, now. And that's the thing is like all those things do add up and it's not cheap. And that's why it is work. Like OnlyFans in itself it's a job.
Oh yeah, I definitely treat it like
so
a
it's like,
job.
And that's why it's so mind-blowingly frustrating when girls are like unprofessional or don't show up or whatever, because it's like you are already a dickhead if you did this to a porn director or porn company or whatever, but doing it to another girl that is...
But they don't care. It doesn't matter. You know? The thing I used to, when I was a director, it was like the worst. I would have like, because I only had, I was so busy doing other things, I would do one movie a month. So I didn't have a lot of time like everybody else. So it was like, if you fucked up those 2 days that I was shooting, you fucked up my whole thing. And like I had girls like the dumbest excuses. I'm like, just say you don't want to come. I'm like, it's fine. Don't just tell me like, oh yeah, I'll be there, I'm gonna be late. And then 6 hours later, yeah, worse.
And then you have to pay everyone. Like, and then a kill fee, right?
Exactly. And the location. I replaced her before I knew all that, but it was just like the crazy amount of stories were just, you know, I can only imagine like in content and like doing stuff. Because I don't like shoot with anybody but myself. So it's like, it's like, just be honest. Like, time is money. If you don't want to do something, don't do it. I would rather you know that in your energy, go stay over there and I'll make my money over here fucking myself that day. It'll change, you know?
Yeah.
So who would you guys consider who's like the Michael Jordan of porn? Like top three, top five porn stars?
I mean,
I haven't watched a lot of my friends in porn. I know they're like really popular. But like, I'm really good friends with Riley and I know she's like, you know, a very celebrated porn.
So do you not watch porn anymore? Did you before in your past?
I watch porn, but I don't really watch girls that I know because I will think too much because I'm like, I know Riley really well. Like, I can probably tell if she's like maybe not enjoying this part of the scene or something. I'd get distracted by little facts of like, oh, maybe I didn't text Emily Willis back and here she is. I don't want to watch her scene right now because I'll be thinking about I got to text her back or something like that, you know?
I would say that generally speaking, we are people who are like, in the porn world adjacent, and we don't know anything about what's going on in the porn world. Like, there's the people that we talk to, but like, we don't know who's like, I don't know. I just think there's people who like really pay attention to the porn industry.
So you don't have nobody, no top two.
Well, I mean, I was at AVN, so I talked to a lot of the fans. I've been to AVN the last 3 years. And I mean, when I was talking to these guys while they were like waiting in line to meet people, you know, they were all really excited to meet like Adriana Chechik, Angela White, Riley. And I feel like those names I hear get repeated over and over again. So I'm just like taking someone else's top three, basically.
Yeah, because I have no idea like who is really super killing it. Like whenever I like, we only went to the Porn Awards once, but I remember just sitting there and being like, who the fuck are all of these people? Like, there's just so many people in the porn world that I haven't even heard of.
No, those are the guys. That. I don't know who the guy, and there's not as many guys, but I'm like, I don't know who these guys are.
Yeah, I'm totally.
I mean, I'm not even shooting how I did the last EVN I went to. I was like, I don't know who a lot of these people are, so I should not come back. I'm sorry. I love you.
You don't go to EVN anymore?
I mean, I went, you know, now that it's virtual, whatever, we, you know, I didn't do that whole thing, but I did go because, you know, my best friend, Nikki Benz, she hosted, so I supported her, and that was the last time for me to really go. Because, I have no real reason. I'm not shooting, I'm not directing anymore, and for me, it's like, I love the industry and what it's done for me, but it's like, there's no reason for me. I'll support it. You know,
but didn't you? I think you went to Exotica last year, right? Because I was there. I saw your
booth. I definitely did Exoticas. Okay.
Or those 2019. Well,
before the, 2019. I did all the Exoticas because I would do the booths. I'd have Team Texas Girls. We would do all kinds of stuff because I have merch and all that stuff. And it was, you know, we used to host twerk contests on stage. They were like one of the biggest fun events because I like to be loud and make people shake their ass and do all that kinds of fun stuff. But. Yeah, so those were fun. But I mean, for me too, that's another, you know, thing going back is like, how do you, because of COVID, go back into like a convention setting?
I know, and you're hugging everyone.
Oh my God.
You're letting them touch you.
Yeah, because like you really don't think like what, like before, like you said, like the things that we did before of how you're like, ooh. Like even sitting at restaurants, I'm like, I kind of like the fact that it's like less capacity of people because before you were like trampling on top of each other, that it was this and that
was considered normal. And it's going to take a while for that to feel normal again, for like the full 100% capacity in restaurants and bars to feel normal to you.
I heard that they're like opening up venue. I think it's like April 15th or something. They're about to open up like concerts and stuff like that too. But you have to like show that you're vaccinated or COVID negative.
The thing about going to AVN that's so overwhelming to me, or like the Porn Awards weekend or whatever, is that like if we go there, I'm basically signing up to like socialize for like 3 days straight and have motherfuckers all up in my shit trying to talk to me and
it's
talking
to
my girl and somebody's doing something weird or whatever. It's like it's the opposite of just like hanging out, chilling.
What was your weirdest encounter during the AVN time?
People would not care that I'd be like holding his hand walking down the hallway. They'd be like drunk as fuck, out with their dudes, like, hey, you know?
Yeah. And I would just be like,
but is that just Vegas or is it because of AVN? I feel
like it's Vegas and it's like all these guys got together. They're doing their bro weekend. They're going to meet their favorite porn stars and they just don't give a fuck. They're shedding everything. They don't care. And they just,
there's so many,
it gets
dudes,
really nuts.
Yeah, so many dudes go to that shit and it's just like that's their horny weekend of fun. Like I'm just gonna go and just let all my horniness out. I don't normally get to do this. I'm a truck driver, and it's like they're not gonna let the fact that I'm holding hands with her let them stop from going
I did meet really nice and normal guys too. Like I was at Riley Reid's booth I guess it was 2019 now, and like, to be fair, a lot of the guys in line didn't know anything about me and they're all waiting for Riley. So I was like just chatting with them as they're waiting. And, you know, there was a lot of normal, nice dudes. They're not like all crazy, pervy freaks. But
it's, I feel like it reaches a point. So when they see you at the convention and then when they see you after walking the hotel, it changes. Because now they feel like they know you. Now they're drunk. So now they're like, hey, talk to me. I took a picture with you. And you're like, I really don't know you. Yeah. Please don't touch me before I have you beat up.
I feel like you've had some bad incidences.
Well, for me, I had to learn early on. Like, so, you know, back when it was even the Venetian days, like it was back when, like 2006 or seven, or I think 2007. And it was just like, as soon as you exited the doors, there was a line of people like, hey, trying to solicit you, trying to do whatever. I'm like, look, to each his own. I'm not an escort. I'm not a hooker. Go do your thing, but you can't buy me. Leave me alone. Like, it was like, what do they do? Like Red Rover, like they were like, it was a line. Like they wouldn't let you go. So I started having security with me. So I'd have to
walk. That's what I was thinking. And I'm like, we just got to just get you a big ass Kimbo slice looking ass guy.
Do you guys have security or have traveled with security?
I'm on security.
Every booth I worked for had security. So
yeah. For me, they would too, but then they would never protect me generally. So it was always like a thing. So if I would leave or go to the bathroom or do whatever, it was always like a hollering situation. And I didn't want to be the bad guy all the time because I'll talk to you, but not when I'm going to point A to point B.
Yeah.
So like the AVNs, how you said, I would always walk with my head down. I don't hear you say my name. I'm going to my room. I'm not going to be rude, but when I come back down, I will say hello to everyone, but I have to go. You have to like limit your space.
If we're going to do that again, like honestly, it sounds insane, but like the security thing is like, if you need to be able to protect your energy.
You have to have somebody say no. Security
in that environment is the only way that you're going to be able to keep people out of your chest.
It's exhausting. Yeah. You're talking to people all day long. You're basically on the entire time you're on the floor. And then as soon as your time is over, you want to just go chill. And then...
For sure.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I need security, but for her in that environment, for sure.
But in situations when you're with her, I feel like it definitely works for both of you. Because if they see you and then they don't and you come up later, it's still like they're going to talk to you. You don't want to talk to someone for 30 minutes when you've already done that entire day for 8 hours.
And I would rather spend $1,000 on security than $20,000 on having to settle a fucking lawsuit because I flip out and smash a chair on some guy's head because he's fucking being weird.
Yeah, and Vegas, everyone's going to run at you and be like, and it's going to be an issue.
No, it's too much.
What is your weirdest celebrity encounter that you've never told anybody about?
We did, kind of worked out with, what's his name? Jonah Hill. We were working out on the Santa Monica stairs and Jonah Hill like recognized Adam's voice, not his face, because he listens to the podcast.
Do you get that a lot?
Ended up talking to him for like 20-30 minutes.
Yeah, and he told me that he listens to my shit all the time. But the weird thing about us, me and Jonah Hill there, was the fact that, that just made me feel like, well, this guy's out working out in this fucking neighborhood with no security. So, like, you know, because always wonder, like, to what extent you should just be out there as a person who's well-known and, like, it's all good. I see him there. I'm like, you're, like, a fucking 100 times more famous than anybody I know. You're out here. It's all good.
Yeah, but now you have a wife and a baby. Yeah. So it's different. So because it's, like, that attention draws to where you're going, to your home. And so that's the point. It's, like, just not letting people get that close, because you already give yourself to, you know, through your show, you know, No Jumper is a part of you. You talk about everything that you want to talk about and give you your platform. So it's like, okay, now I need my family time, you know? So
but,
it's like,
but the weird thing about the Jonah Hill thing was that I had tweeted something about him like maybe a year before, and he had hit me up in the DMs just basically like
calling you a bully,
calling me a bully and a piece of shit.
Did you respond?
Yeah. And like, he kind of like cooled off when I responded. Cause like, it was just cause he did a Breakfast Club interview and he said like, for the culture, like a million times in the interview. And like, that to us is kind of like a meme and like a joke on my podcast, because we just would always say it. And it was just sort of a thing. And I tweeted something. It wasn't like attacking him. I was just like, I can't get over Jonah Hill saying for the culture 5,000 times on this Breakfast Club interview. And the fact that he hit me up right away, like, but he was so nice.
Because he was a fan. He was like, hey, but wait, you're talking about me.
Yeah. But you sometimes you see it with actors where it's like with rappers, I'm so used to rappers having to be mega tough emotionally. And actors are so like a different breed. Like they're used to being open and emotional about shit.
Especially
like
if
that,
he listens to you. I mean, if I was like a fan of someone and they said something about me, even if it wasn't like completely negative, I'd be like, oh my God, but I like
you're like,
you.
I'm a little hurt, offended. Yeah. I don't even know you, but I know you because I think in a situation.
Exactly.
So did No Jumper come about because you don't have a jumper? Like, how did the No Jumper podcast start?
It is a coincidental situation that I am absolutely terrible at basketball at this time. I still
hold. So you have no jumper.
I have no. There's evidence on the internet. If you search Adam 22 basketball on YouTube, and you'll see literally Lena whooping my ass at basketball.
I'm only like 2 feet shorter than you.
No, but she's literally like a better shot than me. Which I can't really justify.
So it's real.
You're like a foot and a half further away from the net than I am. Yeah. But yeah, I'm trash at basketball. But no, it came from the Gucci Mane song Bricks, where he says 95 Air Max because I'm a dope runner, balling like an athlete but got no jumper. And we had like a list of like 200 different like phrases from a million different rap songs, and somehow we just thought No Jumper was tight because it was just Gucci like talking about how he can't play basketball but he's good at selling drugs and rapping, so he made a lot of money in his life. And I was like, I like that. And we just sort of rolled with it.
So how did the podcast come about? Did you just kind of like fall into it? Was it something that you were just doing with friend? Like, how did you know that
I was doing
a podcast?
I was doing stuff in the BMX industry, like bike riding stuff for, you know, from like 2006 to like 2015. And around then it was when I started doing podcasts with all these BMX riders. I interviewed like 100 BMX riders in the first year that I was doing podcasts. And then I interviewed like one or two rappers, and that shit really started to explode. And it was kind of like, oh shit, I'm just going to see where this goes. And I just kept interviewing rappers and just pushing in different directions in terms of the interviews. And I had a couple of interviews, like the one that I did with XXXTentacion that I did like when he was like really almost nobody, like career wise. He was at the very beginning of his career. And then that was like, that ended up getting like 12 million views and shit. So that just kind of sent No Jumper in this whole direction, and then I've just been trying to figure out how to make sense of it ever since.
What do you think about the Lil Nas X controversy stuff going on right now?
He's very, very good at trolling the media, specifically like the right-wing media that he knew would make a big deal out of like a 10-second scene of him twerking on a digitized animated Satan. So, I mean, like, you know, it's really like he's somebody who's very good at manipulating like the outrage cycle. Because it's not really something that like anybody should have been that offended by. I mean, it's just art. It's just a music video. Like, you're dancing on Satan. I feel like most Americans are kind
of
like not believing that Satan is this real thing or that hell is this real thing we need to be afraid of. But the one point that I do think is a very good point is like Old Town Road won fucking Kids' Choice Awards. Like, you came out as a guy who's making like kids music. And then you're just going to drop a video on that same YouTube channel. YouTube didn't age restrict it, and it has that kind of content that a lot of parents wouldn't want their kid to see. I actually think that's a very good argument. But at the end of the day, he's an artist. Like, he's allowed to grow or develop or whatever.
Like every artist. I mean, I feel like it's like the Britney story all over again. They want to do something to Britney as a kid.
Yeah.
And then she comes out being extra sexy, and then, you know, they want to ridicule her for that. It's just like, it's the same story.
Do you have any podcast beefs?
Oh yeah.
What podcast beefs do you have?
Like, what?
Redacted. Like, what? I'm not giving anybody any light. No, there's definitely people who don't like me in the podcast world. Not in the rap world. I wouldn't even
anybody say that you would say that would actually care. Like, there's other people obviously that probably don't, you know, say stuff that you don't even, nobody even knows about. But like, is there something that you have a podcast beef
about? With? I can think of, there's ones that you talk about on the podcast.
I mean, I'm having a hard time thinking.
You and MGK.
Oh, no, but he's not a podcaster.
Oh, I thought it was just a beef because of the podcast.
Well, I wouldn't call it a podcast beef just because I talked about our beef on a podcast. Nah, but I mean, I don't know. There's like people who just like, we ignore each other that I assume don't like me, and maybe I don't like them. But
do you still have beef with academics?
No.
No?
We kind of
squashed it when you sat down.
We talked a few times, yeah.
Yeah. I saw that interview. Or I don't know if you would call it an interview, a sit down. Kind
four
of thing.
Hours of insanity. That was a whole thing, wasn't it?
It was a lot. But I did, I mean, I had to see the madness of what it was, because it was like, there's like truths, whatever, but he was very passionate about things. But I feel like he wanted to like school you and like tell you certain things and like, I don't know.
I learned a lot about what's important to him through that whole conflict. So, you know.
And people need like different things from, you know, friendships and relationships. So it's like, if something is bothering you so much, then okay, then.
I wish we could have handled it in a less confrontational way, but, you know.
I learned a lot about your patience from that.
I heard that from a lot of people, which is not something I've had a lot of people say to me throughout my life.
Yeah. Well, I was pregnant when it was happening, and there was one person was like, yo, Adam's totally ready for a kid. He is so patient right now.
Do you get that a lot with, like, stuff that interviews that he's done, like the whole backlash of certain people if they have something against him or something that maybe he comes home to and, like, he deals with a certain way?
He's pretty calm and collected. I feel like you don't really let a lot of things get to you. There's definitely times where there's been things that have happened in your career and then they've blown onto me and it's kind of a thing too, but
I would say I'm very proud of my ability to like have a tweet going viral with like 20,000 retweets talking shit about me and just come home and not think about it or care, which is that I really think that like that is like a huge skill that you just have to have. You just have to like,
do you think smoking weed helps with that?
Yeah.
I feel like it's just that it's happened so many times that you're kind of like, I can't get mad about this again.
At a certain point you just accept like, oh, I guess I'm famous now. People want to talk about me, whatever. I don't care. You know,
I feel like it goes hand in hand. It's like one of those things when you have a podcast and a platform that you're talking about it, it's your opinion. So you know what I mean? Like you could hear anybody out and maybe if you offend people, whatever, you may adjust certain things that you talk about, but it's like, you know, you're just talking in conversation. So some things come out and maybe not delivered the way that it may.
It sucks to be misrepresented, you know, like it just like I'm like, I would never care if there were people talking shit about me for something I actually said. But like, I mean, I didn't respond or acknowledge it. But the other day I saw like a tweet that had like 20 likes of this guy posted like a link to one of my interviews and was like, oh, like Adam22 in this interview is just saying so many horrible things about gay people and talking about how gross gay people are. And I'm like, I haven't seen this interview in like 3 years, but I can guarantee that I did not say that.
That would have already been a huge controversy if that's what actually happened.
But I didn't even, but you know that, that's like, it kind of like got into my brain for like 3 seconds and then I was like,
But it's like, if you give it more light, then it's like, it's something worse.
Yeah, because it's like, I can't spread my energy out like that. You know, like I can't take the energy that I want to give to my family and my kid and my girl and my fucking fans who actually want to watch my content. I can't put that energy into any random person who's talking about me on the internet. You know, you have to be protective with that.
Let it go. Just let it go. Yeah. So how did you know, or did you know when the Blac Chyna interview was going on, how did you know it was going left?
Well, speaking of energy, I definitely like before the interview even started, I knew it was a disaster because I really, really wanted to have like that good hour long conversation with her. And like, because I know she's got to be like a cool person under it all, like under the whole like tough exterior. And I was really hoping to get that out of her. And it just became pretty clear even before we started that was just not going to happen. And
like she just wasn't feeling the interview at all, or just you?
Everything about it.
When she came in,
yeah, right? She wanted to use the bathroom. She saw our bathroom, refused to use it, and then, you know, nobody's cool when they gotta pee. And then she just sort of like was just looking at me all bitchy and just like just her whole vibe was all fucked up. And then we actually start the interview, and she's just like immediately not down to answer any of the questions or anything. And I was just like thinking, like, why the fuck did you come here? And also, like, she had a manager dude with her. And the manager seemed so unfazed by the way that she acted. And
like she did it all the time.
Yeah, like he just seemed like this was just so normal to him. And I was just like, that. I feel like that tells me a lot about what working with her must be like. But yeah.
Hey, sometimes shit happens. It just wasn't meant to be.
And the good thing that came from it is that all of a sudden, boom, I get a DM from Amber Rose. And she wants to come on the podcast because low-key she hates Blac Chyna. And she came and did the podcast, and it was an amazing interview. Lena got to meet her, and now they're kind of like mom buddies. And so, you know.
Nice. Well, positive thing came out of it then. Yep. Yeah. Okay. All right, Private Talk. We're going to take a little bit of a break, and then we're going to get to my favorite part, Truth with Texas. All right, Private Talk. We are back, and we still have Adam22 and Lena on the couch, and we're about to play Truth with Texas. So, Truth with Texas, you're going to pick a card. I'm going to ask you some little questions, depending on what type of suit it is. Are you ready? Are you scared? Are you nervous?
I am.
Both of y'all are looking at the cards like, what are they going to tell
us? Well, you're using your sexy voice, and you're like flipping
that's
the card.
That's like my phone sex operator voice. I feel like you're seducing us. I'm going to tell you, hey, guys, Truth with Texas is about to get real naughty. All right.
Oh.
Here we go. You're going to tell me what it is.
Ace of Diamonds.
Ace of Diamonds is a spicy question. Ooh. Where's my spicy questions? All right. What's the most embarrassing moment from a dating past?
Oh, man.
I feel like you have 100 of these.
Tell us.
I want the truth!
The truth, Adam. You had to take a deep breath. I love it.
Embarrassing moment, dude. Well, okay. One time, I remember I went to this club in Hollywood with this girl that I've been chilling with, like, pretty soon after I moved to Long Beach, and I meet a girl who lives in L.A. Girls who live in L.A. are, like, a little bit, like, higher social status than guys who live in Long Beach, at least at that time, in my mind. So I'm like hanging out with this girl. We go to this club somehow. She has like a, you know, her friend has a table. So all of a sudden I'm in an environment where I had this like nice club that I normally would not be in and stuff. I'm new to California and stuff. So one of her friends makes me a drink. Little do I know, this vodka cran is like 85% vodka.
Are you not a big drinker?
At the time, I drank a fair amount. But yeah, pretty soon I remember that she was basically like driving me home while I was passed out in the backseat of my own car.
Nice. No throw up involved?
No, yeah, I definitely puked my guts out when I got back to the house as well, which I don't normally puke, so that says a lot about how fucked up I was.
I've only seen him puke once in our whole relationship.
There's something like really embarrassing about just puking your guts out in front of a girl that you like are, you're still at the point of trying to impress them. Like,
so I'm sure she never called you again.
No, I was hitting it for a while after that. But,
your throw up face was not that bad then.
Yeah. I mean, she got over it, so it was cool.
Do you guys share stories from like past, you know, in your past?
He shares, I don't. If I share, he's like, why are you telling me about an ex-boyfriend? I don't want to hear this.
So there's a double standard here, Adam.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
But I'm trying to work on that, yeah.
I'm trying to work on that.
So 5 years in, you want me to start sharing old
stories?
I'm trying to work on myself before you can start
let's
sharing.
Let's start here on Private Talk. What is the most embarrassing from your past? Adam, if you need to plug your ears, you know, just do what you got to do.
I feel like I've almost wiped these memories from my memory. Because
Adam wiped them or you did?
I feel like he did because I stopped talking about them. So
they're locked in there. We want them out. We want to have them all private talk.
I have to think. Embarrassing things that have happened on a date.
Here, we'll do this for you. It'll help you out. you really wipe these out for her.
I honestly can't think of one thing right now.
Nothing embarrassing happened to you, ever.
Props to Lana for making it through her whole life with no embarrassing stories. No, that's amazing.
Anything embarrassing happened with you and Adam?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about those.
Every day.
Every day. Like a most embarrassing thing that maybe you thought like he would maybe not call you anymore.
Talk about
or
when you
something.
Shit your pants in my old apartment by accident.
Oh my God. So the first time we ever had a threesome, I went to his house to sleep over afterwards. And we had I forgot about this.
Oh,
too.
I forgot. I just didn't know that story was going to involve the first time we ever had a threesome. But I guess you're right. It was right
so
after
the,
that.
So the yeah. night before, it was the first time we ever had a threesome. We drank. We filmed it. The YouTube video has like 18 million views or something. And I
should probably take it down because it's on the No Jumper channel.
No, it's on my channel.
And oh, it was, your it was, video. I have a video too, though.
And it was y'all. It was fucking on the YouTube channel.
No, we just talked. Like we talked about the fact that we're gonna like, have a threesome. Yeah. Before the lead up video. Yeah, exactly. The lead up, and then the afterwards, we talked about it. So I don't know. Normally this doesn't happen to me when I drink, but I like drank, slept over, and I like basically shit my pants at his apartment. His toilet was broken, so he went downstairs to go use his lobby toilet, and so I was stuck up there with shit in my pants, and I literally
did you tell
when he came back I had to admit it to him. We had been seeing each other for like 3 months, okay, so this is super early on, and I was wearing like leggings, like it was like the worst possible situation.
I feel like any girl who got a big ass probably shits themselves once in a while.
I haven't shit myself since, so it's really unfair.
I don't think I've shit myself in a situation like that, like no.
I had to tell him, and then he looks at me, and the
my
first
ass
thing
is
he
pretty
says,
big.
Yeah, right? It's like, that. How does that correlate?
I forget what rapper it is, but oh, I think it was Rio, the young OG, Free Rio. He said, like, she got all that ass. I know her butt stink. And I was just like, that's so real.
Does my butt stink?
No.
But you're, I liked your concerned face. Does it
but she got hygiene. So she'll clean up.
I try.
But what is the most savage thing that you've done to Lena?
Savage?
Yeah. That you may like, you, it may have been a turning point that you were like, may have not been a no point of no return.
Do you mean savage like, oh, like a hot, crazy sexual thing? Or do you mean savage like, oh, wow, what a piece of shit. I can't believe she kept dating you after that.
Exactly. Number two.
Oh.
Oh, probably just like, you know, cheating on her in the beginning. And like, you know.
He did that thing where he told me that there was a girl who wanted to hang out with me. And then he just met her that day. And then I look at his phone and I realize I've been texting for like 2 weeks. And that was like,
she did not like seeing other girls' booty pics on my phone.
Yeah, we almost broke up. That was like 2018.
That was a rough one.
So what's the most simp thing you've done? Most romantic kind of like simp thing?
Put a baby in her.
I guess it's pretty romantic.
I mean, it's pretty much like, you know, if you're a guy and you're trying to act hard to get and you're trying to act like, oh, I'm not all yours, whatever. Once you put a baby in her and buy a house with her, it's
you're mine.
Like, yeah.
Validation.
But asking to move in with me was interesting too, because he like said he would never live with a girlfriend, and then literally 3 weeks right after that, he texted me like, hey, what about us moving in together?
I'm an energy guy, you know?
Like, I'm all what about the energy. Fuck? I'm like, you're a psycho.
Energy.
You're like, I thought this wasn't going to happen, but now we're here.
I almost was like, no, because his opinion changed so fast.
I realized you had girlfriend energy. And I'm an energy guy.
I'm getting mad at you about things right now. I want to throw you out that window.
You have girlfriend energy.
Bring me over the Cecil.
All right. Put me in the tank. Next card. We're not going to have anyone throw. Anal's happening this weekend for you guys.
Anal of clubs.
I'm scared. Ooh, clubs. That's kinky. But we're all a little kinky. Let's see what we have for you. Last dirty dream that you've had.
I smoke too much weed to have dreams.
No dreams.
Last dirty dream.
Do you role play? Yes or no?
No.
we one time you were the Domino's pizza delivery guy, but that was like for an OnlyFans.
That was for
scene.
OnlyFans, yeah.
So does it count?
I did that for Trisha, not you.
God, we're so boring.
Burn. Rough sex or sensual sex?
Both. I feel like we take
both. You gotta mix it up. The only time I was like high as hell, and she was really expecting a more sensual experience, and then I think I ended up like giving her the hardcore, the and then she wasn't into it, and that's if I didn't
know
already.
You switched up on me halfway through. That's why you were like started.
I was high as fuck. I started to get into it. All of a sudden, I'm jamming my fingers down her throat and shit. And then she was
like,
mad.
Wait, this isn't
like
what
happened.
And then I remembered, like, oh yeah, you gotta be mindful of the energy. I'm an energy guy, you know, like I'm an energy guy.
So do you like being spanked?
Yeah, no, I definitely do. Just like that time was
you like me it, over.
You like to be spanked too, Adam?
No, that's gay. No.
I spank him all the time.
I can't. No.
What is your favorite sex toy?
Bag of Cheetos.
There's like this Lilo toy that I really like that has like a little prong out, kind of like a rabbit. I've been using that since like college. Mm. You don't have a favorite toy?
No.
Have you guys ever been in an orgy?
Me, her, and like three other girls on New Year's. We came home from the club. I was the only dick available. All the girls just started going ham on me.
How does that make you feel when you're the only dick available?
Felt cool as hell. And we've been doing coke and drinking all night too. So I was like properly numb to like endure like a few hours of.
That was the last time I partied literally. Like, and that was like 3 years ago.
Yeah, which is crazy to think.
Have you guys ever had a sexual encounter in a crowded place?
I think we're always too scared to get caught. No, I don't think so.
Into golden showers?
Not like opposed to it, I guess, but I
like her peeing on you or her you peeing on her.
Like if she was like, oh, I want you to piss on me, I think it's so hot, I'd be like, all right, cool. But I would never think to like go out and do that. Or like even one time we were
you're not going out drunk and being like, yeah, let me just pee on you.
No.
It's not gets you off.
No. I'm not like, hey, eat a nugget of my poop or anything like that either. No.
Strange, yeah.
But she like one time we were at a party and we were all fucked up, and for some reason one of your homegirls ended up peeing on you and I was watching.
No, she wanted me to pee on her.
Oh right.
We were also intoxicated.
And we watched it, and that was
Did it turn you on at that point, or you're just like, yeah, she peed on her?
Yeah, it was like whatever.
Have you guys ever been to a swingers club since you guys do threesomes?
Oh, well, we went to a sort of sex dungeon in Vegas.
Your sexy voice is coming out,
Adam.
We
didn't do anything, though.
It was like a fetish party, but no. I actually, there's a club that they send out emails for like parties and stuff that I've been wanting to go to, but obviously COVID, it hasn't happened. But
you're a mom now, and it's so hard for me to imagine you like summoning up that energy. Like, okay, been a mom all week. It's Friday night. We're going to the sex club.
Give me one drink, and I will be a total.
So
slut.
I was like, is that something totally off the table, or is there?
No. If I had like a babysitter, and you literally at this point, I haven't had a drink in like over 365 days. If you gave me like a droplet of liquor, I would be.
Are
a
you
total
saving?
Whore.
Are you saving your time to like have that first drink, or are you just like?
There's just like no
special moment, yeah.
So it's like we haven't gone anywhere. If we were socializing amongst friends in some bar setting, I would totally have a drink. But
yeah. In my mind, it's like I don't drink anymore because I just haven't drank in so long. But like the other day, the podcast guest brought in like a $300 bottle of alcohol, so I took like a big ass shot. And as soon as it like sinks in, you're like, oh right, like alcohol is very fun. Yeah, it's a good time.
We're
like,
back here again.
Yeah, right. Like this is why you did this so much in your 20s, buddy. And then. But it doesn't like, I'm just the kind of person, I never like I'm addicted to smoking weed for sure, but I never think to like drink alcohol. I would never do it on my own. But I do see the value in doing it in like certain social experiences, you know?
Makes everybody a little comfortable.
Yeah. I would never want to get sloppy, but I'll take a shot or two for sure, you know?
That's all I'd need to get a little sloppy right now.
Yeah. A little sloppy. Well, you know, I'm available. You know, I'll hang out with you. We can get sloppy.
Oh.
We got to go to the strip club. Yeah. Be boss.
But not in LA, but I feel like strip clubs here suck.
We haven't really been to enough out here, I don't think.
Do you like any of the strip clubs here?
My thing is weird because I don't really frequent them because I worked in them so often. But so LA was not really somewhere that I haven't been to somewhere here except for Sam's Club, which was like a total like other planet that I was like, everyone has to go at least once. Like it's just madness.
I threw his birthday.
I want to go to strip clubs more often because I feel like it's a great way to socialize with a lot of the local drug dealers and stuff, you know?
I like that. Goals.
That means a lot to me. But also,
put it
like,
on the manifest.
You know, we used to like go to the club and like meet a girl and take her home. And now it's like, no.
So you've taken home strippers or just girls in the club?
Actually, did we ever actually take home a stripper? I don't know.
I met a stripper in Miami and then she and I ended up becoming friends on Instagram. And like the last of them, we went out there again and we were like supposed to meet up with her and hang out, but it didn't happen.
Has there ever been like somebody like that's come between you guys almost where it's like, we can't fuck that person again?
Not really. Oh, well, there was, like, a girl that that she's friends with, another porn star. And, like, one night I was super fucked up on my birthday. And she, like, ended up giving me head, like, when Lena was, like, in the other room. And that kind of got a little
weird. Because
you
were fucking, because you knew we were going to hook up with girls that night. And so you just kind of started doing it on your own. And I was like, hey, I know it's your birthday, but fucking wait for me.
Who is this girl?
I won't say.
Redacted. but either way, like that, it's just like I was too drunk. Like that's a big part of why I would never get that drunk again. It's just I don't like the fact that I was doing that without even knowing that I was doing that. Because like normal Adam is totally conscious of what my girl
was.
Feels.
That just drinking, or was that drinking and other things?
Oh yeah, it was definitely.
Because then I feel like that's when you like go to like.
Oh yeah.
You don't remember thing. It's just like you coast.
Like couple shots, I'm not gonna do some crazy shit I would never do. Like. 15 shots and a shitload of blow. Yeah, I'm a demon. I'm a totally different
person.
Also, now
it's like,
I want to get there.
I just like, I get tested every 2 weeks and I like want to see the girl's test. So now I'm just like, I'm just a germaphobe. I'm like, I don't know you.
Any spontaneous sexual encounter goes out the window once you start to really care about tests and you just refuse to wear condoms. So.
See, I think that's where people's misconception is like, because I'm being in porn. Like you work a lot. Like back when I was working like 5 days, 7 days a week sometimes. You're fucking a lot. So people don't think that like, why do I want to fuck on my personal, like on my leisure time with people that you're not safe. Like I want to be in this little bubble. Like I'm going to fuck all of you. But you're over there.
And if you're doing all this sex without condoms in scenes, and then, like, you're going to go fuck a regular guy with a condom in your... Oh, no.
Yeah. It just doesn't sound fun.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't sound fun. All right. Next card.
Ace of Hearts.
Romantic. Would you consider yourself a romantic?
Yes.
You would?
It seeps out of my every pore.
What is the most romantic thing you've done for Lena? LTP, what has he done for you?
Romantic thing? Bought me flowers on Mother's Day last year, and I wasn't even a mother yet.
I buy you flowers all the time.
But that was extra romantic because I wasn't a mom yet.
I'm trying to think of anything in particular.
You need this too, Adam.
What? Oh, Jesus.
Oh, you don't
Christ. Have pouring sweat right now. Most romantic
thing. Do you guys sext throughout the day? Do you like sex?
No, I was telling him the other day that it's like, I can't send him a sexy nude photo because he's going to think I took it from my OnlyFans and he's not going to like.
So you recycle the picture?
Wait, this is insane because I would never think you that. Wouldn't? And it's so weird that you think that I would think that because I've never said anything like that to you ever.
Okay. Well,
so
I was
she can
like,
use it.
Huh?
So she can use the picture for you first and then.
I just like, why would I? I've never been on your OnlyFans, so I don't know what is
but
on there.
I post sex pictures on Twitter too. So I just like, you know.
When I see a sexy picture of you on Twitter, it's like, that's Lena, the socialite porn star. Like, not my girlfriend. Yeah. I don't think
I guess I'll send you more sexy pictures.
I mean, I would never think that. And I think it's so strange that you came to that conclusion.
Well, because I like am talking to people on OnlyFans and they're like, I want you to take a picture for me. So like they're very specific. So I just figure like you might have that same attitude.
That's why you just use the one that you don't send on there, but the same because you need to take like five pictures of the same thing. You just like, you know, so it's a little different. Yeah. Variations.
But I would just never think of that. It's so weird that you thought that up.
I just thought more of you.
Describe something that turned you on about Lena.
Her feet.
Your foot guy.
They're huge. I love big feet.
Do you like sucking on toes?
Yes.
I like my toes sucked. I learned this recently. Pretty recently.
We've been trying to find some time to do that.
Foot jobs are a great thing. I'm a foot connoisseur myself. But really? The best thing ever is being in missionary and having fucked and having a foot in your mouth.
Oh. It does feel good. There's like, I love foot massages, and there's just like a lot of nerve.
Because all your nerve endings are there, so it's like, it's very like sensual.
This girl I know made merch of her giving a foot job, like, and
that looked sexy. With
the sandals. She looked better than me. The penis was blurred out, but it's still got deleted.
Have you ever gotten a foot job?
My OnlyFans people are really requesting it, so we're gonna
need
to get
a foot
on
job
now.
And anal, guys. Y'all need to really get to it. Yeah. I don't need to direct your OnlyFans.
But at the same time,
Oh my god,
I'm not trying to have to clean my feet ever.
I feel like we're doing couples therapy with Alexis Texas right now.
I like it. Am I helping you guys out? Now you're gonna go home and go fuck in the car, no blow job in the car,
no anal, no romance. You guys are fucked up.
Did you guys fuck on the first date?
Yes.
At least I know that's honest. Like, yeah, truth with Texas really likes it.
I ate her ass the first date, too.
Are you normally, like, an ass eater? Or is that she was just the one, you got that energy from her, and you were like, that's the ass I want?
I was way more of an ass eater back then just because I was sort of, like, young and crazy and thought that when I look back at that, I'm just like, that is so unhygienic. Like, how the fuck, how are you going to eat a girl's?
This is pre-COVID.
Yes. And this is before, like once you get into porn and you really start, like, really thinking about the reality of what you're doing, it's like, it just seems so insane that I was, like, meeting girls at the bar and going home with them and doing anal. Like, that's gross.
But do you feel that way about taking girls home and, like, eating their pussy? Or is that something that you didn't do?
I mean,
most guys very like, you know,
drunk as hell. I probably did do that, but yeah, the butthole is just extra,
extra ripe.
It just seems gross to me now. In my
was
old
a shower
age.
Happened before or no? It was just straight to it.
That's so funny though. Like, because if they shower, then they have to like keep their face paint and hair out of the shower. I assume, you know, like that's such.
I
a
liked
funny
your little booty toots. You know, you like put your booty up in the air and here, you know, like just a little hoe bath. That's what we call that, you know?
Girls really do put on their fucking war paint to go out to the bar. It's crazy.
So his war paint doesn't turn you on?
No, it turns me on. I'm a guy.
Biologically, you still fuck with it.
Yeah, I love a good palette.
So lingerie or naked? Do you like the
visual? You're a lingerie guy.
I think that I'll, like, usually find a girl hotter if she has, like, underwear or panties or something on. I don't know. It's just, like, somehow.
He one time, like, saw me in this, like, pretty long sundress and was like, oh, yes, I need it right now.
Like, it was like the sundress that, like, gets your booty cheeks just, like, right, and it's just, you know.
Something about it was, like, even up to here. Like, it was totally covered on top, and he loved it.
I think I just like shiny stuff.
It wasn't shiny, but you, like, yeah.
No, but I'm just saying in general.
Oh, like, yeah, he's always like, why don't you wear that shiny outfit that so-and-so has? And I'm like, that is the most uncomfortable shit ever.
But I feel like as I get older, I start to notice that, like, I'm very drawn to the, like, oil porn where they're all oiled up.
It does make
that's
everything
like the old
better.
School. I just heard, like, you know, 70s music in my head, even though I was doing the oil and not in the 70s. But
it's just shiny. Shiny is just
like, I had so much oil put on my body that I think that I'm, like, forever soft.
I should try it more.
You're
often.
Welcome.
There you go.
Lights on or off?
I feel like it to kind of be kind of dim.
Dim, I think, is good. Super bright because, you know, we have the lights with, like, you know, you can turn it up or dimmer, down, yeah. And that's so crucial. How did I ever live without that?
I don't know.
You know?
Bougie, no.
Giving or receiving?
I feel like I'm a giver.
I feel like I'm a giver.
I think LT.
Why are you lying?
Not to believe you.
We just give it back and forth all day.
Have you ever given Adam head while driving?
Very early.
Yeah.
Knowing each other. I don't think we've done it since.
I think you were drunk driving, and I was giving you head. That was a really bad time for us.
Drunk driving? Me?
I think it was like week two of knowing you.
Yeah, I remember actually.
Everything's just up in the air.
That was a very, very pivotal night in us knowing each other because, like, I had met her. We hung out a few times. We were feeling each other, whatever, but then we hadn't hung out for a long time, and then I was with my friend, and we had these two random-ass girls with us, and we went to the bar, and I randomly see her, and I, like, very much had to make the decision in my head, like, am I going to go home with this girl that I already know likes me and already let me eat her ass on the first date? Or am I going to...
I came with.
Yeah, or am I going to keep trying to fuck this girl that I just met who, you know, it's new, but it's... I don't know anything
so
about her.
So it was 50-50. It was a toss-up.
It was a toss-up, and I ended up going with the easy right route, so...
The right decision. The easy and the right choice.
I'm going to throw you out of this balcony for real.
Take me to the Cecil. Did they weld those things closed yet?
I'm not sure. I haven't been up there ever.
You gotta go.
What is a deal breaker for you in your relationship?
Me doing porn with other guys.
She makes me do porn with other
guys. If you did porn with another guy, I would be very interested to watch that.
You would not. It would shake your whole belief of like what you know of me.
I know, but that's why I kind of just want to see
you. Would he be giving or receiving in this fantasy?
He got mad at me the other day because we were watching a movie and there were guys making out and I was like.
He couldn't look and I was like.
It was too passionate. I was just like, I feel important. I just don't.
It was all in Spanish too, so it was extra passionate.
It's not my vibe, you know.
What is the dumbest thing that you've done to get somebody's attention?
God, every time I fucking put on heels, I feel stupid.
You asked for her attention.
But I mean, this is also for you. This is for you to not see me as like.
That's to make that booty up, you know.
Yeah.
She did that so that you would think that she was not 5'1".
I am 5'1".
I did know you were short. I didn't think you were 5'1", but I knew that you were, you know.
Pretty small.
You're just like, you're cute size.
This big.
Fun size.
Sexy. I like it.
Snack size,
fun size, all of the sizes. All right, so your last card is a spade. Naughty question, which is their favorite here at Private Talk because we're all a little naughty. Have you ever made a woman squirt?
Yes, although now I think it is pee.
Why do you think it's pee now?
Because that's what pee? Google said, but...
But yeah. I think it's a mixture, I feel like it's like a mixture of like, you know, ejaculate and like a little pee. Because I feel like, you know, sometimes, especially the ones that go really far, it's questionable. Yeah. Well, I feel like it's questionable because you're pushing so far. Like I've seen somebody shoot across the room before. It's real crazy. Like at a party. Like, it was like a party trick.
I think porn squirt, they're just peeing. But like.
Well, they make you drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
To make it, see, so it's clear. That's why I say like, I feel like some of it is why.
No, but there's a girl that I saw for like a few months back in the day when I was younger, and like she would squirt most of the time that we had sex, but she would said that she would never orgasm, and that she had never orgasmed with a guy, but she would squirt like every time, and honestly, it was just a huge pain in the ass because it was just like it would leave a fucking pool in the bed like this. It was.
I'm not a squirter, so our bed sheets stay pretty.
Although we hooked up with a porn star girl one time who squirted all over our fucking couch, and I felt like. As someone who thinks it's just pee, that was kind of weird. I'm like,
you're like, are you going to clean this?
I get mad when my cat pees on the couch. How is this any different?
I think it smells a little better than cat pee.
Maybe.
Oral sex, sloppy or clean?
Slap.
Clean oral sex?
Like, I mean, spit, no whatever. People are really like, you know.
Is that really a genre people like?
I think yeah, the
people
only,
do. Some people don't even like it in their, like, to give blowjobs, which I think is crazy.
Yeah.
Get them out of here.
Get them out of here. With Lena, I think that's the only time I ever gave you any sort of, like, blowjob critique. I was just like, more spit, more liquid. And you were kind of like.
This was, like, 2016 before I had done any.
So now you're all spitting it up. I like to spit. This is the sound of spit to me turns me on. Yeah. Like
it feels like it brings everything up a level.
When you see like a really high quality, like A tier blowjob on the internet, usually it's because they have like a giant wad of sloppy fucking spit flying.
Boogie kind of thing. That to me is a little much. I feel like when it's like coming down and it's like you're gagging and like in your own thing, you know, I like it.
It's so funny to think that like normal civilian women think that a blowjob is literally just putting your mouth around a dick. No, it's about creating an apparatus of slop and saliva and spit. Like,
you want someone to pull your head back and forth until like you really like gag and you're like, I don't want to do this anymore, but I'm going to do it because I want him to come in my mouth really quickly. Yeah. Just hurry up and get it over with. Oh my God, yes, we're going to do it. Yes, thank you, yes. Yeah,
any girl who's giving me head, I need her to have a gallon of Poland Springs by her side because it's just, you need
if you're
to be
not, like,
maximum
you know, doing
hydrated.
This whole thing, you know, yeah. That was the whole thing in porn. It's like sometimes you forgot that it was, you know, got to clean up under your chin.
Yeah.
So you talk about eating ass. You ate her ass on the first day. Do you like your ass eaten?
Sure.
Have you eaten Adam's ass, Lena?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Plenty of times.
I don't love it. I would, you know, I'm not.
Is there a certain position that you like that you is that?
I mean, I don't personally. If we didn't do porn, I would never ask her to eat my ass the rest of my life.
You like sat on my face like the first New Year's we had together.
All right, when I'm fucking blackout drunk, I will start doing different things. Yes,
you sat on her face. Isn't that
heavy? I feel like he was like testing me.
It's like, would she do it?
There's something like when you're drunk where you're kind of like torturing each other with sex, like when you've been doing it so long.
I was so new. I was like, what is he trying to do right now?
Did you think he was trying to kill you by suffocating with his ass? Like, okay, or were you like, sink or swim? Dick.
Okay, the balls. Okay, what is he doing?
So I was the first ass you ever ate?
Yes.
Well, at least I got that.
And you're the first person to eat my ass.
That's cool.
Hey, we got it first here at a private talk. I like that. I like it a lot. Spit or swallow?
Definitely swallow.
I mean, yeah. This is, you know.
You're going to spit or swallow?
What am I spitting?
Doggy or missionary?
I like missionary. I know it sounds boring.
It's the dog in me. And also, though, I mean, missionary is cool, though. We had a missionary the other day, and I was like, oh, it's so intimate. And then I came inside her, and she had to get Plan B. And
yeah, fuck her.
The Plan B special.
I never did that before, but I just had to let it go.
What is your craziest booty call story?
Booty call? Man, I'm not going to do this to Lena right now.
Like what the length you went through to get this booty?
No, just like the grimy ass booty call type shit I can think of. I'm not gonna like. I mean, I don't want to subject you to that. Yeah.
I feel like everything else. I think she's pretty like game. I don't think you know you put a baby
I've
in her.
I've heard it all.
You know, she's fair game for it all. She's staying with you. You guys have a beautiful baby.
Yeah.
It's like your twin. It's like a mini me of you.
I feel like he's trying to forget this part of his life.
I'm just trying to like. Like just the first story that came to mind was just like offended me. So I was like, I don't want to do that to you.
How did it offend you? We have to know now. You can't sprinkle these little things and then not tell us how you were offended.
Okay, well, I'll turn this story that I'm not even going to elaborate on into a question. Would you be mad or like, is it wrong as a guy if you sleep with a woman and then like almost immediately after she leaves, another woman comes over and is interacting with your penis while there's vaginal fluid from another woman on your penis, is that like completely beyond the pale of what you're expecting
to
encounter?
You fucked two people in the same day and like didn't shower.
Let's say two, sure.
I mean, okay, I am a different animal. So like in my college days, I definitely fucked two people in the same day and I may not or may have showered. I don't know, but it did happen.
Seems
so,
kind of like gross that you're like having another girl come over and basically like unknowingly engage with some other girl's vaginal fluid.
She sucked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right after.
Did you think in your head at any time that you were like, I probably should tell her or it's kind of hot can't that I didn't her. Tell her.
No, I just thought, oh, this is so great. This is so hot.
So it turned you on even more. It was like, yeah, I like it.
Which seems weird now. I'm like, that seems like really beyond the pale of like.
Have you ever faked an orgasm?
Yes.
Yes. Also yes.
Yeah.
Let's see. Last question. Have you ever had sex while someone else was sleeping in the room?
Or like on the bed? College, for sure.
I've definitely had sex with someone sleeping next to you in the bed, but like.
Definitely.
In college, you like all shared, you know, like two bunk dorms and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. A homie just sleeping in the corner, something like that, yeah, probably.
Have you ever fucked one of your friend's mom?
No.
Have you ever fucked a friend's dad?
I don't know if I ever fucked a woman who had kids besides her, so.
I mean, I haven't met all my friends' dads, so if I did fuck their dad, I guess I wouldn't know.
Whoops, sorry. Yes. All right. Well, thank you for playing Truth with Texas. That's the end of those questions. Is there anything you want to ask me, you want to talk about, what you might want to promote? What do you guys have going on?
Lena the plug on Twitter and OnlyFans, I guess. Those would be the only thing I promote.
I sell seeds at the fair. So if anybody wants to see me, I'll be at the swap meet or the fair selling seeds.
Awkward.
Yeah. Nice. Like this joke didn't land.
I don't know. Yeah.
All right. Private talk. I hope you guys liked Adam22 and Lena the Plug's interview. Getting to
thank
know
so
them
much.
A little bit more. And I can't wait to I see you again. And we're gonna turn up. We're gonna like have a no mommy zone time.
Yeah.
You can I'll take care of you. I'm good at that.
I get the energy from
I'm a good drinking buddy.
Oh, like okay. It. She needs that because she gets a little loose.
I mean, it's just been so long. I don't know what the fuck's going
to like
happen.
I'm like, I can drink and then I'll mom you. Like, I'll be like, it's okay. Like, maybe drink some water. And then like, here's like, you know, half a shot. Half a shot.
Mom, me too, because she starts acting all crazy. I start getting annoyed. I start getting pissed
off. Are you
off.
Drinking or are you just smoking?
Oh, no, I'm going
to
get high.
You have
and,
to.
Okay. And drink. Yeah.
I can't just drink it. So you're doing both. Okay.
If she gets drunk and I don't, our energy ceases to match.
So it's going
to
be an all out fight.
It's just like I'm gonna or be just extra irritated, and he's gonna be like, "Stop touching me." So like he has to drink too.
Yeah.
Okay. This is gonna be a big job for Alexis Texas to complete the whole night. I'm gonna make sure you have fun. I'm gonna make sure you don't get annoyed. I'm gonna make sure it's all great.
But then we also have to make sure that we don't drink the same amount, because like the amount of alcohol that it would take to get me drunk is very different than the amount of alcohol it would take to get her drunk.
So what is your drink of choice?
Whatever. I don't like drinking, so.
Usually, if I go to the bar, usually get me a Jack and Coke type thing.
I used to
so you're drinking whiskey. Brown liquor.
Well, I was drinking 1942 the other day, and that shit was good as hell. So
I like
I'm
tequila.
So now you're on tequila. I'm a tequila person.
I like clear
right now.
Tequila, not the other
I'm like
one.
A tequila soda kind of girl because I like to sip it because, like, you know, I went through my vodka days. I just was like, I used to drink
Henny all the time just because of peer pressure.
Peer pressure.
Well, that's just what everybody
is there like
drinks.
The one where it's like the one liquor that makes you like turn into a real demon time? Like mine was brown liquor.
Really? Yeah. I feel like every liquor makes me turn into a demon because I just don't drink. I'll be like, wine? I'm a freak now. Let's go.
Demon time is coming out.
Bud Light makes me a demon.
Bud Light makes you a demon? Mm-hmm. How many does it take? Are you a cheap date? You need a
one
whole
and a half.
Your lies. Nah. I feel like you're just lying to Private Talk. Don't you lie to us. We're telling the truth here.
I want the truth.
Don't make me do it too.
I need a soundboard, dude.
Yeah, you do. That's fun.
You're jealous of these buttons I over here. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yes.
It's cool scene.
I have like the whole little touch it. Touch all these little things. All right. Thank you again. I will, I will be talking to you soon, Private Talk, until we meet again.